much as possible. Now, when we're collecting samples, we're now going to go through the sort of devices that we might use. The key will be that you shouldn't disturb the environment significantly by using your sample collection device. So if you're collecting soil samples, then obviously you're not using a bulldozer unless there's some very good reason for changing the soil profile. The components must not interact with the analyte, so you're quite carefully thinking about the chemical characteristics of your analyte and then the actual sampling method that you're using to see if there's going to be any interaction. So with gases, for instance, we're going to look at how we collect gases. Well, if the sample container then is stainless steel and you're going to collect sulfur containing gas, you've got a problem, because at ultra trace levels then those sulfur gases bind to the stainless steel and you're not measuring exactly what's floating around in the air. If you don't, then garbage in is garbage out. You just waste your whole time in the whole sampling exercise if you muck up the sampling right at the start. As an example with a plastic, like dissolves like. So if we take a pesticide, which doesn't have a lot of polar functional groups, then this thing will be wanting to jump out of the water column quite readily. If you use a plastic hose to then sample that water, for instance from a lake, and transfer it into a sample container in a boat, then most of your pesticide will actually be stuck to the plastic hose instead of being in your sample container. So the only workaround is just